Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, On Fire for Jesus, already in progress.
I love what the Lord spoke to Carrie's heart there whenever she went down and her husband's cousin only had 2 weeks left to live. You know, when you see somebody that only has 2 weeks left to live in hospice, that they look usually look pretty bad. And so, of course, the first thing we always do, we look at this and think, oh, my goodness, what am I doing here? Well, let me tell you, it ain't you. You've got to remember that. It's not you, it's Jesus. So the Lord, whenever Miss Carrie looked over at her husband's cousin and saw what she saw, immediately in her heart, her faith fell. Because she knew that this woman is just a week now. When y'all got there, she's only a week left to live. And she looked off. And she's sitting there looking at that, and her face is just going away. I know. I've been there and done that several times in my life. I know exactly what she's going through. But then the Lord shows up and says, Carrie, Jesus raised Lazarus from the dead after he'd been dead 4 days. This woman's still alive. In other words, what he's trying to tell you, Miss Carrie, this is all a piece of cake for me. Amen. You know, as long as he's in there, he's with you, all you got to do is do something in faith. Yes. And when you and your husband prayed for your husband's cousin in faith, then within, it wasn't just a few days, she was out of hospice, right?
They kicked her out of hospice.
Kicked her, amen. Because you know, when you can get up and run around and eat and everything, you ain't supposed to be in hospice, right? You ruin everything in hospice. Yeah. Oh, my goodness gracious, I think about that. So, wow, what a testimony. It's so wonderful. And now it's been a couple of months. And she's just out having dinner with people or friends. And just, do you know, we should never underestimate the power of the Lord. When he says pray about everything with thanksgiving, we ought to pray about everything. In fact, I've got a little short testimony right quick. There's one of the gentlemen that I know. This last week, he had a motorhome. And he wanted to sell it. And so when he did, he come to me and said, Thurman, I posted that on Craigslist and I need to sell it. I said, well, have you prayed about it? And what do you think he said?
No.
No, I have not. I said, well, you know, the Lord did say pray about everything with thanksgiving. Did he not?
Yes.
If that's what he said. So I said, let me pray for you to sell it. I said, when do you want to sell it? He said, today. Okay, well, now that's really putting God to the test, you know. Is it anything hard for God?
No.
Now it was 12:30 when he come by. 12:30 when he come by my office and said, I want you to, you know, told me about this motorhome he wanted to sell. That's when I asked him, have you prayed? And he says, no, I have not. But he said, I do know the scripture says to do that, but I haven't done it yet. I said, so Father, in the name of Jesus, let him sell this motorhome today. I said, Lord, thank you. I said, I want you to say, thank you, Lord, for selling my motorhome today. He said, Lord, thank you for selling my motorhome today. And he walked out of my office at 12:30. He come busting back in there at 2 o'clock with the cash in his hands and said, Thurman, I've sold it and I already got the money. He said, prayer really works. Tony, does prayer really work? All the time. When you pray in faith, it always... Why do you think God told us to pray about everything? Did you know that you limit God when you don't pray? He can't do nothing. He cannot answer a prayer you do not pray. Isn't that something? We just go through life thinking, well, if it's God's will, he'll do this for me or, you know, whatever. No, if you want him to do something, ask him. And, you know, just like he said in Hebrews 4:16, come wimpily into the... Oh, that's not what he said, Carrie? What did he say then? Oh, as a daughter, now you can sure come boldly into the throne room, can you not, girl? After you've experienced a few of these things with God, and you've seen the Lord do a few of these kind of things, you get to where you can come boldly into the throne room of God. And when you, I mean, when the enemy throws something on you, say, but remember, you're that unworthy piece of trash. You remember those sins? You remember all those sins you did, maybe even last week or week before last. You know, you just have to remember, remind him, devil. That old boy that used to do those kind of things, he died. I killed him. Jesus killed him. So he died. So now then I'm alive to Christ. And I'm going to be pure and holy and I'm going to walk in obedience to God's word. So I'm not going to listen to you, devil. I'm going to listen to the Word of God.
We had a lady from Ireland email us and say that there was a lady in Romania, and I told you about her, that she'd had the wrong blood given to her in the hospital, and it made her go into a coma, and it made all her organs shut down. The lady wrote us this weekend and said that after 7 days in a coma, that she came out of it, and now she's up, sitting up, and ready to get out of the hospital.
Amen. Wow. Does God answer prayer? What if you, I mean, it all depends on where. I remember when we prayed for that lady, you know, I thought, wow, you know, somebody gave her the wrong blood and now she's going to die. She's already comatose and she's going to die. And I thought, you know, if I were to get on an airplane and fly over there, and if I was the best doctor in the world, I couldn't help her. But I can be laying right there in my bed that night. Maybe we were in your office that night. We prayed for her. I don't remember. We prayed for so many different places. All depends on how tired I am. Sometimes, you know, we're in Cheryl's office, and we, like last night, we were there till I think 1 o'clock, something like that. And I finally told her, I said, you know, I've had it. My flesh wants to go lay down. So, of course, you know, I'm kind of like some other people. When I get in bed sometimes and I lay down, sometimes if she don't get me some information to pray for pretty quick, I've got a mode I kick over into. Y'all know what I mean? If you do that too, you go to snoring. Then Cheryl has to say, are you listening to me? I said, yes, honey, I'm listening. She said, what did I say? I said, I got it. Just keep. Oh, my goodness. The flesh. Is the flesh weak?
Yes.
Yes, it is. Do we all have a flesh?
Yes.
Yes, it is a weak beast, you know, but it's lots of fun. You know, what? Just think, the weaker you feel, when you really realize how weak you are, that you're nothing. You can't do nothing. But when you pray to the Heavenly Father in the name of Jesus, all of a sudden, everything becomes possible. You can even have a lady in Romania that's been given the wrong blood and she ain't going to make it. She's going to die. There's no two ways about it. And you pray, and a few days later, just like Ms. Carey's husband's cousin, 1 week left in hospice and her life is over. Now, 2 months later, she's out running around having fun. It's wonderful to go to a church where people have testimonies.
Amen.
Now let's open the Bible to 1 John 2. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. In other words, I'm going to write to you and tell you, you shall not sin. I don't know how I missed all this in the Baptist church, but like Dave was saying earlier, it's amazing how many times we have to read over things and we don't get it. How many times did I read over the part that sin brings forth death? And I didn't get it. Sin brings forth death. But in 1 John, he says, my little children, these things write I unto you that you sin not. So what is the goal for us?
Sin not.
No sin. No sin whatsoever, that you sin not. And if any man does sin, and unfortunately we do that, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous. So if we do sin, let me tell you, when you sin, and I have experienced this in my own life, that when you sin, even the slightest way to sin can open a door to the enemy. Whenever you read these scriptures, we have an advocate with the Father, which is Jesus Christ, the righteous. To give you an idea how quick and easy this can happen to you, I experienced this one time years ago. I was learning these principles about if I don't sin, no sickness or no devil can come upon me. And I was sitting in my office one day, back when I was still in the engineering world, and the general manager came up and handed me a piece of paper, and he said, Thurman, have you read this fax we just got? And I said, well, I don't know. Let me see it. And it said, if certain things were to happen, they were going to close the engineering division, which I was the head of it. I thought to myself, gee, here I am 50 years old. Gee, if they were to close the engineering division, what would happen to me? Now, do you see a sin in that? What is my sin? In other words, I'm not trusting the Lord. Is that right? Is that what you said?
That's what I said.
Now, if everything I do that's not of faith, Romans 14:23, if everything I do that's not of faith, if it's sin, did I just sin? I did. I just sinned. It doesn't sound like a very bad sin, does it? But I sinned. Is sin sin?
Yes.
Anyway, when I made that statement, instantly I'm sitting there just like I am right now. I was sitting there with a dry head, a dry nose, no headache, no nothing, everything, feeling perfect. And when I made that statement in one heartbeat, bam, I had a splitting migraine headache, water, fluid running out of my nose, down my chin, dripping off my chin, right out of my nose, sinus fluid. And that general manager looked at me and he says, "What happened to you? Did a river just break loose in your head?" Now then, he's not a spiritual man at all, so I just said, "No, I'm okay." But I'm not okay. In other words, there is a demon sitting right there waiting to get you. And it don't take much for him to come on in. That day I had no idea how simple it was. Although I'm learning these things, I'm reading these things, I had no idea that such a small little sin could open the door to make me go from feeling perfectly well to perfectly sick. But what I just done, I just fell from grace. That's what I did. In one heartbeat, I'm walking in faith. I'm walking in faith. I'm walking in grace. I have no sickness and no disease upon my body. I'm in perfect health. And one little statement, and that statement was not trusting God. And the devil was sitting right there with his cohorts, one or two or three of his demons. And I mean, just when I said that, instantly, just like that, he entered my body. My head was pounding. And that sinus fluid was just running out of my nose, onto my cheeks and my jaws and down onto the floor. So the general manager left. I give him back his facts and he left. And now what do you think the first thing I did? I repented. The first thing I did, "Lord, I repent for not trusting you as my provider." Don't you think that'd be a good place to start? That's what I thought too. I thought, "Lord, I repent, I repent." And then after that, I said, "Okay, devil, now then, you demons of hell that came into me," I knew what it was. A demon of hell, or maybe two or three of them, I don't know. But you can be assured they're sitting right there waiting for you to make a mistake. And they entered me, and I was sick. So after I repented, I commanded those spirits to leave me and to go away in the name of Jesus. But I didn't get no better. I didn't get no better at all. So I continued to do this. I said, "I repented. You have no legal hold to me. You can't touch me." Because right there in the same scriptures where we're going to be a little later in John 4 and John 5, he said, "My true children do not sin. They keep themselves from evil. And when you keep yourselves from evil, therefore the evil one cannot touch you."
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministry. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled On Fire for Jesus, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.